Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Here, and I want to welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads podcast today as we're going into part three of a great three-part interview with a longtime friend of our ministry and frequent guest on the program, author, evangelist, and someone who's very attuned with what is happening spiritually, Tom Donnan. Now, if you missed the last two episodes, especially part two, you need to go back and catch up. Tom and I are discussing current events that all indicate something huge is about to happen. And in the last episode, we left off with a discussion of how the U.S. government is about to reveal, for the very first time, what they know about UFOs and the existence of ETs, etc. This is scheduled for the month of June. What will be disclosed is not known, if anything at all. But for the first time, Tom Donnan and I entered a discussion of what this means spiritually, especially concerning the uptick in Christian persecution in this country and around the world. Could this be something that will further hinder someone from receiving Jesus as their Savior? That is what the devil would like nothing better to do than to undermine the ability to share the gospel and get people to accept Jesus as their Savior. And to lay the groundwork for this part of the discussion, I'm going to back up just a little bit as Tom has been sharing about sunspots, their effect on satellites and technological infrastructure, and how that can allow hackers to gain the upper hand, etc. Then we suddenly make the shift from talking about sunspots to the discussion of UFOs. It really is an interesting discussion we had, and I'm happy to share this with you. So let's jump back into the interview now with Tom Donnan.
Because it seemed as though God is tuning me in. Because this guy said, he said they got gas, they just delivered 30,000 gallons at 293. I'm a duck out of water here. You're going to have to explain 293 to me, because I don't know. Is it Route 293? Is it State 293? I don't know. It was exit 293 on I-75. Okay, it's back in the direction that I came from. Now, that's not normally what you do, but is it a message? So I got back on the expressway going in the opposite direction, and I go to the next exit. My rationale is I'm going to hit them all to 293, right? And I'm just going to keep on going. So I get to the next one, and I pull into the gas station, and they only have premium left. Well, my car was happy for a full tank of gas because I was running on premium. You know, got a little bit better gas mileage, but it cost me more money in the long run, right? So it's that quickening of the Holy Spirit, no? And so I think God speaks to us in the day more than we realize. And so I was tuning in to him speaking to me through these unsuspecting people. So that I could avoid a problem. And I did make it to Byron. And when I got there, a friend of mine had said, Tom, when you get there, if they got gas, top off your tank and you'll be able to get into Florida where there's no problem. Right. And so I did that. And there were some of the tanks were already empty in this particular gas station, but I had enough to be able to go on. And you get into Florida and then it was panic buying. Right.
Oh, yeah.
So that interrupted a whole bunch of stuff. But you see, it became personal for me. I was wondering, am I going to make it to my destination? Now, here's the other part that was fascinating. All right, so it's late. I'm on the road, and it's one of these AF truck stops, I think it was, right? They hold hundreds of trucks, right? It's packed out. The exit ramp going up there and down to the expressway on both sides is lined with trucks. Because they don't have any diesel to go anywhere. They're waiting for the diesel to be able to come in and fill up their tanks. And the next morning was Wednesday morning. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday morning. Okay, it was like a Sunday morning. The traffic was extremely light for this time of the day or this day of the week until I got to Florida. And then everything picked back up to normal. And this is what happened. It affected me personal. It was affecting all of those people in the States. It was personal. It shook so many people because our lives were disrupted. And I thought, okay, this is another one of those events because we just talked about the agricultural dryness. It's affecting them, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when there's no corn, prices are going to go up, and we're already seeing inflation over 10%. No, And that's only going to escalate it more. Here's a, you're going to like this. Okay. So you talk about the inflation thing. I was talking with my friend Marlene, and we're saying about how you go into the store and you buy a box of crackers. All right. And you're putting it into the cart and there's motion inside. Right. Okay. So she's saying, yeah, there's a gap. There's a gap in there. So I bought some graham crackers. Graham crackers. And I opened up the box. There was an inch and a half gap. It was the same size box, but it had an inch and a half less product because they kept it the same price. That's inflation.
Yep, that's right. That's right. If they can cut 1 ounce out of the package, they save, 25 cents. But you're producing a million boxes, that's serious money.
Yes. And that's how it's being passed on. So with the corn stuff, it's going to start showing up. What is it? 3 months, 6 months, 9 months? It's going to start showing up big time.
Yeah, amen. And you were on vacation and all this happened.
Well, I'll tell you, here's the thing that's kind of like fun.
Isn't vacation supposed to be relaxing?
Well, it wasn't on the way down, I'll tell you that. You know, it was kind of like pins and needles. But here was the thing, Paul had a dream saying, come to Macedonia, and God provided everything necessary for him to make it there. And so I know that I'm on assignment down here. I have a church that is having some spiritual troubles, and that's the way to go, or to help me to intercede for churches in that situation so they can have alignment, full alignment. And so I knew he's going to get me down here.
Yeah.
No, amen. It's just might be as comfortable as I was hoping it to be.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you should ask, if you can just transport Philip.
I know. I thought about that.
I mean, Jesus says, John 14, 13, 14, whatever you ask the Father for in my name, he'll give you. Yeah. Lord, this would be the time for that transporter.
Me and my car.
Yeah, there you go.
Both of us. Yeah.
With our infrastructure falling apart, what else could go wrong? I mean, it won't be long. We talk about the truck drivers. The truck drivers aren't going to deliver their cargo. And, look at it like this. Drought means no crops. No crops means we don't eat. Higher prices across the board there. Increase in sunspots causes havoc, shutting down satellites and electronics. This opens the doors to the hackers. More efforts being put on the infrastructure just to keep things moving, but it also means in some instances, small details are overlooked because everyone is stressed about what else is going on, and that causes even bigger problems for everyone. I mean, look at what happened to that bridge over the Mississippi River, that major highway. Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was okay. So it's a major artery, right?
Yeah,
it's a major artery. Then the bridge, I checked yesterday, and it's still shut down. Right.
Oh, wow.
And so what they're trying to get the fix going. And the thing is that, all the inconvenience associated with that bridge being down is affecting, if not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, because now they have to reroute. They have to reroute. Right.
They do surveys, 10,000 trucks a day or whatever crosses this bridge.
Wow.
Our vehicles, not just trucks, but 10,000, could be more. Like the Bay Bridge here, they estimate the average day is like 25,000 cars go across this bridge.
And that's amazing.
When it shuts down, that's a major dent in people's schedule.
Yeah. Well, another unseen effect was that they didn't want barges going underneath there in case that there was a collapse.
Yeah.
And a good number, like let's say 70% of those barges carried corn.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
There you go.
Okay. Yep. So for a week, the barges were stacking up. There was over 700 barges that were waiting to move back and forth. Right? And so that is another delay. You see how these things are starting to pile up?
Yeah. And we talked last time about the delay at the ports because of COVID, remember? They had all these ships out there that dock waiting for their turn to come in because they can only let in so many at a time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Amen. So it's not just the ports. Now we're talking the middle of the country, the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
And Texas, the pipeline, and impacting all the way up to Maine. All these things are all what do we call it? The convergence, all at one time. I reference, maybe you could have prayed, have God transport you like He did Philip. But I think it's about time that we pull out our communicator and actually say, hey, Scotty, time to beam me up. Get me out of this place. What else could go wrong that indicates the yeah. soon return of Jesus must be, you know, this close? I mean, wait. You're really saying, though, two things here, right? That, if I get this right, there's an we just joked about that, but did you see the recent release that, you know, there's been an increase in UFO sightings that are impacting our military preparedness level as well? I mean, even the military is coming out with this stuff now.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of like a fringe group when you start talking about that. Yeah. People like to know the yeah. unknown, right? Yeah. Okay, so there's been a long stigmatism to it. And people who have that kind of interest, it's one thing. And I have shied away from it because I didn't really have a biblical point of view. And what I did believe really didn't fit in with the narrative of the people who watch these type of things. So I haven't jumped into it until I saw that YouTube from Pastor John Kilpatrick. Now, as far as the Assembly of God goes, he is one of the well-renowned pastors because he hosted Brownsville Revival for more than a decade. Amen. And the reason that I like him is that because of that, he has an extensive education on how the spiritual realm works through the experiences that he had during those times. And so whenever he talks, he is like the old commercial. Well, everybody stops to listen when E.F. Hutton speaks, mm-hmm. right? Everybody listens, okay? Well, this man, he's got life coming out of him, and he has knowledge of things that most people can't grasp. So he's a very interesting guy. So when he came up with the subject of UFOs, I really started paying attention. So it was about 50 minutes, I think, and he had a pretty interesting twist on it. But you were talking about how even now with the military, you know, the Navy and the in a commercial airliners have been talking about their frequent experiences with these unknown crafts that don't operate on our laws of physics.
Right.
This is what that's got them scratching their heads.
Yep. Amen. Amen. And again, the reason I brought this up is because it's affecting the national defense. Our national defense, you know, there's two possibilities here. One, it's a foreign nation, Russia, China, whatever, that has technology we don't. Or two, if it is ET, right, you know, that opens up a whole new spectrum of, you know, what do we do now type thing. I mean,
yeah.
when you start talking, you know, our national defense system can be shut down by this stuff. That's a big deal.
It is. You know, the YouTube that I referenced in there, I think it was like 6 years old, right? But it was very pertinent that 6 years ago, they had an unidentified craft stop over a missile silo. And, you know, those things are deep underground. So they had a sentry up on the ground, and he calls down into it, according to the video, and he says, hey, I got something hovering above the missile silo. And they start scampering, and the next thing you know, 10 missiles go offline. And they haven't had this happen before. Now they're trying to figure out what in the world is going on and how do we combat it, and they still don't have an answer. They don't have an answer of how this is turning off our worldly technology by stuff we don't even comprehend. And then they try to chase it with a fighter jet, right? You can see it on their scope as they're moving, they're following this thing, and it allows them to follow it for such a, you know, a distance, and then poof, it's gone. I mean, it just takes off at a speed that is beyond human body capabilities.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, you talk about Pastor Kilpatrick and stuff. It, you know, his view. I've been reading some books by Thomas Horn on
this
subject as well. He's got it very detailed. I know Tom Horn is coming at it from the perspective that, you know, these are demonic beings because the whole purpose is to get you to doubt, you know, whether or not the Bible is really true, the creation account's really true, you know, because it seems like the camps are, you know, these are the people who, these alien beings are the ones who actually created man. We're here for, you know, we are here because of what they did, you know, thousands of years ago and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can throw that Bible stuff away. You know, again, that's, you know, a satanic aspect of it. You know, they come to tell you that, you know, we're your friends, you know, we're your brothers. And, you know, God, your God isn't the one who created you. We created you. And people are accepting that. Like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. But they fail to ask, well, who created you? Where did you come from? If you ask that question, you know, you back them in a corner. But you know, they don't want to hear stuff like that, you know. And, you know, the whole point, you know, you can read in the book of Revelation, you know, and interpret it. And that's what some of these UFO theorists do. They say, well, when the Bible talks about this, it's actually talking about ET type things, right? But, you know, they nitpick the verses they want to use for that, but they don't accept any scrutiny or, you know, cross-examination of their beliefs like that, like the one I just did. You know, oh, this is, they're the ones who created. Okay, well, where did they come from? Who created them? You know?
Yeah.
You know, there has to be life on other planets. Okay. I can't remember it's been a while since I read this book, but Tom Horn and them identified some ancient Mesopotamian, you know, myth or something that these you know, aliens came here, and the purpose was you had the high god, the lower gods, and lower gods were ones doing all the work, so they decided to create man to do the work. In other words, we were created to be slaves, right? And that's our purpose, to serve the gods. We are the slaves of the gods. And if that's the case, and they say they're here to be our brother, you know, they are our brothers, and they're here, you know, to help us do what? Go into slavery? I mean, what, you know, I mean, you got all these questions, and the whole purpose in all of this is to make us doubt the Bible. And I think with everything going on right now, everything indicating the soon return of Jesus, this is Satan's ploy to get people to doubt the Bible. Because if he, just like he did Eve, did God really say
anything,
right? And, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not an expert on that stuff, but, you know, Pastor Kilpatrick is. I mean, he even talks about, you know, describing the snake as being from beyond this world. You know,
yeah.
So I mean, all these signs are Jesus's soon return. They're in motion.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that I asked myself, because I have followed this loosely over the years. Why now?
Yeah.
Why now are they bringing this to the forefront, to where the government in June is coming out with an expose? And they, according to Pastor Kilpatrick, who had some information on this, they are saying that we don't know how to handle this because it's beyond our ability and it's a world problem. All right. So then it comes back to, why now? We talk about this convergence. We see us moving as a world towards a one world government, right? So if we're moving towards a one world government, the Bible says that we're going to have like a Superman leader, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so then are we being prepared for this? You know, it probably would take some time for it to be revealed. And then how does it become relevant as an individual, right? An individual leadership, because he's going to have the abilities, like the Bible says, he's going to have superhuman abilities to have healings, to show signs and wonders, you know? And it's, what does the Bible say? If the very elect will be deceived. So this was his point.
Yeah,
his point was, Pastor Kilpatrick, his point was, is that what did God do in the garden? He says, okay, Adam, don't eat the apple. He didn't give him any warning about the level of deception that was coming. He just gave him a command. Don't eat the apple.
A very simple one. Yeah.
Yeah. And so at the end of the time, what does Jesus say? Be on the lookout so that you don't be deceived. Mm-hmm. Right?
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so we have been warning people for a long time. Listen, if you're lukewarm, you're in trouble, right? Because Jesus says, I want nothing with you. I'll spit you out of my mouth. And the other thing is that you need to be saved so that you can have the relationship. And now we've just been talking about the quickening of the Holy Spirit. You have to have the relationship. You got to know the Bible so that when inerrancy comes in, you know, or errancy comes in, you can detect it. So that when the deception starts to happen, you can say, oh, he's like really slick, but this is wrong, mm-hmm. you know? And this is what he's trying to get people prepared for, because we're on the cusp of starting to see the revelation of things happening, which comes back to this new timeline that, you know, I've seen people from Need Him and on YouTube, they come in and they say that they have these dreams or these visions, and Jesus is saying that he's coming soon. Well, okay, so coming soon. What's the definition of coming soon? But it seems as though soon is a lot sooner than I was thinking it was going to be.
Amen, amen. You know, and you know, you hear these people talking about, you know, the niceties, I guess you could say, of these alien brothers. You know, they'll be able to help us. They'll be able to, you know, show us things, answer our questions, and develop new technology for us, and blah, 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 blah. But yet, if you go back and look at most of the alien abductions and, you know, things like that, they're being poked and prodded, and they're not being treated too lovingly, I guess you could say, you know?
Yeah.
So which side is this? I mean, you know, they say that, you know, they're our gods, right? They're the ones who formed us. They're the gods. They're here to help us and blah, blah, blah. But yet, when there is this interaction, it's not too lovely. I mean, that's more demonic than anything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, actions speak louder than words. So yeah, if, and I put a big air quotes around if
yeah,
this is true, if the government is going to openly embrace this, if the Vatican already has, basically, they've come out, oh, yeah, if an ET wants to be baptized, we'll baptize them, you know, stuff like this. If all this is true, it has one design purpose, and that's to draw people away from Christ instead of drawing them to Christ. And that in itself is a absolute definition of what is demonic, you know?
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the Antichrist.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. So here you have the book of Revelations that is really starting to unfold in front of us, you know, exactly. And in chapter 6, we talked about this before, about the type and shadow of the four horsemen. No, and we had that discussion, that's Revelation 6, right? So as you're moving forward, do you see that the first half of the tribulation period, that seven-year period, right, goes pretty well, right? Because this benevolent leader is guiding us, but what happens in the middle? In the middle of the tribulation, he now says that he declares himself to be God. And then you see all these horrible things being poured out upon the world at the same time, you know, with the bold judgments that is taking place. And then, of course, we have referenced Wormwood, which we've brought Tom Wood into that about his book, Wormwood and the Messenger, you know, and his timeline starts to make a little bit more sense in the probability. So, but you all, you know, God can tarry. God can tarry, and you don't know the day and the hour, and that is for sure. Okay, but at the same time, we see the timeline. So why in the world would you not want to get ready and be on fire for God or become into that relationship? Now, I just talked with a person from Poland the other day, and in her church, what had happened is that they talk Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. Yeah. And she became born again. She said that she got it because she was on the internet, and it was another teaching. And once she really dug into it, she receives Christ as Savior and Lord. And now she's mad. She's mad that her church hasn't told her that she could have a personal relationship. Amen. And I had the same issue. I was 30 years practicing my religion, right? And then I became saved. And then I thought, they never told me I could have this type of relationship. No. And so this is the thing now is that people need to come into this. It's a relinquishing of ourselves. I had a gentleman who came in that unfortunately he tried to commit suicide and failed, which that was good, right? Okay, but now he is seeking. When he was seeking, I was giving him the professional websites that he could go to. And at the same time, I'm trying to be used to be able to bring him into salvation. And I wanted to share scriptures with him about relinquishing our control and inviting Christ into our life. And what happened is that he goes, well, my wife's got all that information. You see, here's the thing. We need to let go of our control, right? Mm-hmm. Right. That's a stumbling block. That was a stumbling block for me for a long time. But we got to get over that. Look at the signs and the times. We need Jesus. We need him to be able to keep our minds sharp, to be able to be aware. No, because things are changing fast.
Yep. Amen. Amen. And that's the whole purpose of our broadcast, is to show people these things are happening and then redefine everything in the definition and the perspective of Jesus is coming soon.
You know, yes.
And all these things point directly in that direction.
You know, they do.
Tom, as usual, we're up against a hard break. It seems like E.T. is making the clock run faster.
You know, yeah, right. Better, you know? But, it happens all the time.
I know. If someone wanted to get in touch with you, how can they do that? Give us your contact information.
It would be Healing the Nation email, and that is healingthenation1776@gmail.com.
Amen, amen. Folks, well, you heard it. I mean, praise God. We are definitely seeing signs and wonders like never before, that every single one of them indicate Jesus is about to return. Praise God for that. Amen. I am not concerned with that part at all for me personally. We're concerned for you. But, you know, at the same time as these signs give hope to a fallen world, the fallen world is accelerating its race to flee from God, from having anything to do with God in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's time to make a decision, because this should not be a surprise to anyone. The Bible is very clear that these things that we're seeing must come to pass first. But you don't have to be deceived. As Tom was saying, Jesus said over and over, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Tom, if someone wants to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior right now, just based off what Jesus did for them at the cross and perhaps some of what we talked about today, you know, can you lead them in a short prayer in that regard?
What an honor that would be. All right, let's go before the Lord now and pray with me as we ask him to come into our hearts. Dear Father God, I want to thank you for your son Jesus and the work he did on the cross. He paid the price for my sins. I tell you, Father, I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sins and the pain that it has caused you and Jesus. I ask that you would please forgive me. Now I invite you to come into my heart and into my life, and I want to live for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Folks, reach out to Tom Donnan. If you prayed that prayer, reach out, let him know. Let me know. Go to brotherbob@ftfm.org. Let me know as well. All his links are going to be in the show notes down below. Now, to his Facebook, his website, you know, the chat about Jesus that he's talking about, you know, the links to his books, all these things will be down below. You know, we're all out of time for today. Glory to God again. This clock just runs so fast when Tom's on. Maybe you're an ET. I don't know. You're the one making it run fast. But glory to God. No, seriously, folks, reach out to Tom and let him know you're listening. Order his book. We got to start talking about your books at some point in time, because these, we talked about them several times a couple years ago, but we've just been linking to them at least recently. It's time to revitalize that a little bit. There's just so much stuff to talk about. What can I say? Yeah. You know? Hey, man, folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Tom, Don, and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.